Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim on Toldos of Tzaddikim. Now we are going to be learning about Rabbi Aaron Rokach of Belz, Schuso Togein Aleinu. There is a two-volume set which was written by Yedidi Harav Aaron Perlov Shlita on Rabbi Aaron, and we are going to draw from that sefer, which is many testimonies given by reliable people about the life of Rabbi Aaron Kadosh Hashem, as he was called. He was born in the year Tuf Reish Mem, in the year 1880, to his father Rabbi Sachar Dov, the son of Rabbi Yehoshua, the son of the founder of the Belzer dynasty, the Sar Shalom Mibelz, Rabbi Shalom. From his youth, he ate very little, he slept very little, and he was very, very pure and holy, until Rabbi Yecheskel Mishinovitz said about him, Kanir'eh, it seems, L'chaira, that the Yetzirah pays absolutely no attention to him. He was a tremendous gaon in Torah, and he had a very sharp and clear mind, and when he was a bocher, he wrote a sefer of notes on the Ktzos HaChoshen. In the year Tuf Reish Pei Zayin, that is 1927, his father was Nifter, and the leadership of the Belz community fell on his shoulders. In his time, the Hasidus got much stronger, and hundreds and thousands flocked to him from all parts of Galicia, Poland, and Hungary. The Rebbe was a living example to what a human being born of a woman can achieve. Torah and Yerushalayim, Kedusha and Tahara. At the same time, he was a tremendous leader. He strengthened the walls of religion in Asefa and the year Tuf Reish Pei Ches in 28, with respect to the organization Machzikei Hadas in 1929. He was part of a Mishlachas, a group of Rabbanim that met with the Rosh Memshala of Poland, that met with the Prime Minister of Poland together with the Chafetz Chaim. When World War II broke out, the Rebbe took his staff in hand and he ran away to a place called Skol, and he lived there 8 months. And then he went to Primishlan for a year. When the Nazis burned the shul, they threw his son, his beloved, dear, precious son, into the fire. And the Rebbe Zatzal was makabel the din be'avo, mepuchinas v'yidoy mahara, and Aaron was silent, as we find by Aaron HaKohen in the Torah when his two sons were died. It got worse and worse, and they were in constant mortal danger. So with the help of the Admirim of Lubavitch and Mojitz that were already in Chutzal outside of Europe, the Belzers were able to bribe some Polish prince and get him to Vishnitsia in Galicia. In the Choref, in the winter of Tufshin Gimel, 1943, they worked very hard to The Belzer Hasidim worked very hard to free the Rebbe from the ghetto, the Buchnia ghetto. A lot of money was gathered, and they hired a Hungarian officer to save the Rebbe, and there were tremendous miracles. And he arrived together with his brother, Rav Mordechai Mibulgarei, to Budapest, Hungary, in Lag BaOmer, Tufshin Gimel, 1943. And they lived there for a half a year. In Shvat Tufshin Dalid, the Rebbe left the land filled with blood, and he arrived in the Eretz HaKodesh. Even though he lost so much of his family, his Hasidim, he couldn't see it on him. He immediately arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and he started rebuilding the Hasidus. Thousands and thousands knocked on his door. They knew that he was an Ish Kadosh B'Kedush Elyona. But to the sadness of his Hasidim and all of Klal Yisrael, The Rebbe died, Nebuch, on the 21st of Av, in the year Tavshin Yud Zayin, 1957. And a lot of sadness fell upon Belzer Chassidus. He left after him the only son of his brother, who is the Heintige Belzer Rebbe. And he took over and leads the Chassidus to this day. He was primed to be the Rebbe at a very young age, and he became the Rebbe Tak at a very young age. So that's the basic history of the Rebbe, Baran Kedosh Hashem, and now we will tell more about various midas of his. It's kedai to talk about his Kedusha and his Tahara. Explain the Taina of the Tos of Korach. It says in the Svarim about one of the Tzaddikim who said to the Hasidim, "You think you shouldn't think that a Rebbe and Hasidim go up the same Madregas in a ladder that leads to Hashem. And Rebbe is just a little bit higher than the Hasidim, or a lot higher than the Hasidim, and that's why he's the Rebbe. It's not correct, because a Rebbe is a completely different concept in contrast to Hasidim. They're not on the same ladder. They're in a different world. The Taina of Korach was, Kikola Eda Kulam Kedoshim Uvesoicham Hashem. As yet, it's true, Aaron is very holy. He's higher, but Kulam Kedoshim, we're on the same ladder, B'mailas HaVoida. U'madua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem. Why are you raising yourself, Aaron, above the congregation of Hashem? Everybody is holy. You're a little bit holier, he's a little bit less, you're a little bit more upset. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, Boiker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo. In the morning, God will tell you what's going on. And he was mirames that just like we find, like Rashi says, that there are gvulos in the world. You can't make morning into night. Boiker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo. You can't make morning into night, and you can't make night into morning. Because it says, "Vayavdel Elokim bein ha'or bein ha'choshech," the difference between them is a tremendous difference. There's no shaychus between or and choshech. So too, "Vayavdel Aaron lakdishoi divrei ayamim aleph chov gimel yud gimel." Aaron is kedusha nivdeles. There's no kesher between the kedusha of Aaron Akoin and the kedusha of Korach, because it's not the same ladder. It's a havdala mahutit v'kedusha acheret legamrei. It's completely different. So said the Rebbe Mibulgarai. And he added, "V'yesh lahamlitz al kvod kedushas ochi shlito, v'yavdel aro in lahakdishoi, kedusha nivdelis lo dargis." He says, "My brother Oichet, my brother as well, is on a completely different level, completely different stratosphere than everybody else." Relates Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Oshri in the Sefer Siach Zakenim, which is published in Brooklyn in the year Tavshin Nun Ches, that Hagoyin HaTzadik Rabbi Leibush Lazer, the Pshevorsky Rebbe, related that he heard from his grandfather, the famous Rav Itzikal of Pshevorsk, that when he would go travel to Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz, he would stay by his son, Arava Kodesh Rebaron. He was a young man, 21 years old, and he told about his holy behavior. He saw one time that the Rebbe Rabbaron was sitting at the head of the table, and Reb Itzchakel was sitting on the side, and the Meshamish came. He had a Meshamish, he had a Gaba, even when his father was still alive and he wasn't yet officially the Rebbe, to tell him that his Rebbetzin wants to speak to him. The Rebbe said, "No, no." He stood on his legs. He went to the wall. He faced the wall. He closed his eyes. And the Rebbetzin spoke to him. She didn't even go into the room. In general, the Rebbetzin had asked permission before she spoke to him. The person thinks, hears such a story, thinks this is crazy. When you're a Baron Kedosh Hashem, it's not crazy. That's normal for a Baron Kedosh Hashem. And his Rebbetzin, I'm sure, felt that she was the luckiest woman in the world, that she was married to a Tzaddik Yisod Olam. And so they spoke, and when she finished talking, Rav HaKadosh Reb Aaron stood there with his eyes closed until he didn't hear her walking anymore, and then he went back to his place. That was his Kedusha, not even to look at his wife. Relates Hagoyin Atzadik Rabbi Yitzchak Shlomo Unger, the Goyin of Beis Din of Chuchas Sofer in Bnei Brak, brought in the Sefer Rishumim B'Shmechon, which was published in Bnei Brak in the year Tovshin Samach Zayin. That I remember when we were standing opposite the holy face of Hagoyin HaKadosh Rabbeinu Aaron Mibelz, me and my beloved friend Hagoyin Atzadik Rabbi Ephraim Fishel Sofer, Harav Mitamshavar, the Tamshavar Rebbe, who is the son-in-law of Moav Rabbi Hagoyin HaKadosh, the author of the Vayeged Yaakov of Papa. And I told him what was hidden in my heart, that the face of Rabbeinu HaGadol HaKadosh remind me of the story that the Rav HaKadosh, the Balatanya, related, the youngest of the Talmidim of the Magad HaKadosh Mimizrich, that the Talmidim were sitting and learning Torah and being Oisek in their Avoda, and when they got weak and they became tired because they were toiling so hard in Avodas Hashem and his Torah, they would lie down on the benches of the Beis Medrash. Everybody had his own bench. He had a chazak on the bench, and one of the Talmidim was a Rav HaKadosh, a Magad Mikoshnitz, the Kodinser Magad, who was the youngest of the Chabura. And since he was so young, so they gave him rishus to lie down next to the oven, and he even had a little pillow made of straw and stubble put under his head. And the Balatanya was also the youngest. They were both the two youngest members of the Chabura. They didn't even give him rishus at all to lie down on the bench. He just was lying on the ground under the table. So the Heilige Mizritcher Magid would come once every few nights into the Beis Medrash to see his Talmidim when they're sleeping. One night the Balatanya felt that tonight is going to be the night. The Magid's going to come, and he decided he's not going to sleep. He's going to look at his Rebbe when he walks around, checking out how his Talmidim are being machlif koch, are taking a rest. So Balatanya made sure his eyes stayed open, and that he shouldn't be shokei and tardema merov ayfuso. And he waited for his Rebbe the Magid to come. When he got closer, he made himself as if he was sleeping. And then he opened up his eyes to see what the Magid was doing. And he saw that he had a lantern, was burning, and he was walking amongst his Talmidim. And when he got to the oven, and he saw the Kuznetzer, so the Mizritcher said, he mumbled to himself, "Apele, azak groise bashefer, in azak kleine guf." A wonder, such a big creator in such a small body. And he concluded that what it looks like is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a little bit of Har Sinai and he took it, put it in this world, and Yisraelke, and the Koznitzer. So related the Baal HaTanya about his Rebbe, the Mezritcher. So I told my friend, Rabbi Ephraim Fischel, says Rabbi Yitzchok Shlomo Unger, when I see the Rebbe opposite my eyes, I think of the story, and I think of the words of the Holy Maggid, Azak Groysa Bashefer and Azak Kleiner Guf. Such a big creator and such a small body. Rabbi Aaron Kadosh Hashem was Mamish. Har Sinai Alei Adamot. He was a Har Sinai right here on earth. Rabbi Chassid Rav Tzvi Rolinitsky related to Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Oshri that when Rabbi Aaron came to Eretz Yisrael, so the Litvish people were not happy with his davening schedules, as Yadua Rabbi Aaron wasn't exactly makbid on the Zmanei Tefillah that was brought in Shulchan Aruch. I heard one time, says Rav Tzvi Rolinitsky, how the Holy Rebbe Rav Aryeh Lerot have told us Aaron said to Rav Agoin Rav Dov Sugalov. He says, listen to me. Tell people they shouldn't say anything about him. I know him from the time he's in Avreich, and he was already a Kaddish and Torah then when he was a young man. Nobody to talk about. No, don't talk about him. One time, when the Rebbe was in Tel Aviv, the end of his days, they wanted to give him glasses so he could see better. And they called the optician to come to his house. And he said, no, you have to come to me. I have all my machinery in the store. He checked his eyes, and he said that there's only one little nakuda in his eye that he still sees. He's almost completely blind. One little slant. So he wanted to see that nakuda where he could see and make the glasses in such a way that he'd be able to see from that point in his eye where he still had his vision. So he said to the Rebbe, look out the window at a bird. Look how the bird is flying. And then I can see what point of your eye you're able to see from. And the Rebbe Aaron said, I never saw a bird before. I never saw a bird before. He said, because since I'm a little boy, I've always been so busy, I probably never had time to look at a bird. he wasn't joking around. So said the Dorga Rebbe at a Siyam HaShas in the 20th of Av in the year Tavshin Samach Gimel. Nelson Gestetner relates of Bezin and Bnei Brak and the author of L'Horiz Nas and Nas Imperio. That's the Belzer Rebbe would always go with his eyes looking down. And the only time he would raise his eyes is for something like Kiddush Levana. The Rebbe was a Yoshev Oel, relates Rabbi Yisrael Klapholz in the Sefer Admoire Belz in the 4th volume, page 54. He always sat in a room, the windows were closed, and he was also taking his avoda. And even in the summer, when he was in places for his health, for fresh air, he always sat in his room. He didn't even go to the window to look outside. It was one hot day, the Rebbe was in Bnei Brak, and he was walking in his room back and forth, and he goes to the window, and he sees somebody who looks like a woman. And it was his Rebbetzin, who went to the garden to get some fresh air. He goes back to his table and he starts rubbing his eyes and he starts saying something. His face became very pale and he went to the Mishamish, the boy whose job was to take care of him. And he said, that's what happens when you go to the window, immediately you sin. And the Baruch said, but Rabbi, the woman you saw was your wife. And he said, are you sure? He said, I'm sure. And then he felt better. There are many, many stories about his Kedushin Tara, and I think they're far beyond anything we can imagine. Rabbi Shaya Klein in the Sefer Mipim and Piksavim, which was published in Brooklyn on page 223, says that the Baal Maisa told him the story that it was 1949, and this man was in Tel Aviv by the Rebbe, Rav Aaron Kadosh Hashem, and they waited for hours to get into the Rebbe. Pitom, the Mishamish goes out and he says they can go in. And the person relating the story went out of the shul. He had been outside, and when he heard that you can go into the Rebbe, he quickly ran in. And he came into the Rebbe, and he didn't realize he was running so fast, he was in such a rush, that he had forgotten to wash his hands. So when he got to the Rebbe shook his hand, but he shook it with a handkerchief. He didn't touch his hands without Netilas Yadayim. And then he realized, I forgot to wash my hands. The Rebbe knew. Harav HaKadosh, Rav Aaron Mibelz, relates again, Rav Nelson Gishtetner. It's very makbid that people shouldn't kiss his hand. And he also wouldn't shake the hand of children who were under bar mitzvah. He would only touch them through a handkerchief. And the reason maybe is because he's very careful about Netil Sidayim, and therefore he didn't want to shake hands with the kids' hands, because maybe their hands weren't clean, and then he would have to wash again. Not only that, he would be very makbid not to touch coins. And the Gabbai would tell people to give him a very soft handshake, because he was very, very, very fragile. And there were kids who were very unique, very special, who were able to shake his hand without a handkerchief. He was once on his way to Eretz Yisrael, and he was in Bucharest one night. And at the Suda there was a Rav Talmud Chacham, and apparently the Belzer Rebbe didn't hold of him, and therefore he gave him shalom, but his hand was in his handkerchief, and it was a big bizayon for that Rav that the Rebbe doesn't give him birkas shalom with his hand. And the Baal HaBayis there asked the Rebbe at least to be mechabedim with birkas hamazon to appease him. And the Rebbe said, I'm going to give you the kibbutz of Birkas HaMazon, and if you want to be mechabedim, you be mechabedim. Apparently he didn't hold of this yid. It was at the beginning of his leadership of Belz that the Rebbe was invited to a very big asifa, what they call today, to be mechazik, the religion, and to save the chinuch of Jewish people that took place with the participation of the Chofetz Chaim in Warsaw. And before he left, the Goyim Mitarnopol, the author of the Chavetzelis Hasharon, told the Askanim to make sure that there's police protection for the masses, because when he gets to Warsaw, it's going to be a lot of people. And the Skunim laughed. They thought it was so silly. They asked the Tarnopol Rav, they said, how many Belzers are living in Warsaw? You know, the distance from Warsaw to Belz in those days was a long way away. And until the First World War, there was even a border between Galicia and Poland. So there weren't many Belz is Galicia, that's Poland. There were many Hasidic Belz in Warsaw. So why do you have to get pleased for all the people who are going to come? Belzer Rebbe comes to faraway Warsaw, loads of people, thousands of Hasidim, all types, and they're all there by Mesiris Nefesh. Lachzlis benoam pene kotchel shel Rabbeinu schusi ogen aleinu. And if not for the Polish policemen who made Seder, your mamish would have been sakanas nefashas. When afterwards the author of the Chavetzel Hashem was asked, how did he know that all of Warsaw would be shaking and get so excited about the coming of this unknown tzaddik who was just at the beginning of his anhaga? He says that on the face of a tzaddik yisod olam there's a kedusha elyona, and loads of people are drawn to it. And it doesn't matter if he has chassidim there or not, ki chochmas adam tayr panav, and he's moshech people, and that's it. And that's why he knew the Rebbe. Loads of people would come to be makabel panei Rebbe. Related, Reb Moshe Aaron Kronshine from Nifest, that he had a minak shel keva once a year on the yurt site of Reb Meilich to go to his tzion in Lezhinsk. And when he was on his way, he would stop. The yurt site, as we know, is Chafalaf Adar. He would stop in Belz and spend Shabbos with in the shadow of the Heilige Rebbe Reb Aaron Kadosh Hashem. And the next day he would go to Lezhinsk. One year, Rav Moshe Aaron went in Motzei Shabbos to be Mekabel Birchas HaDerech from the Rebbe, and he said that I'm going to the Tzion in Lezhinsk. The Rebbe said to him, I have two bakashas. Number one, I'm going to give you a kvittel, but I don't want you to read it. I want you to give it to my brother-in-law, Harav HaKadosh Rav Pinchas Meostila. You'll find there. And number two, that you should give 500 zlotis to the first person who is collecting tztaka when you leave the aisle. Right now I don't have 500 zlotis, so I'm asking you that you borrow money from someone, meaning that you lend me the money, and then I'll give it back to you. But I want you to give the 500 zlotis. So the bakasha of the 500 zlotas was very easy for this Reb Moshe Aaron. Reb Moshe Aaron was Toyru Gedula. He was a Talmud Chacham Muflog, and he was also very wealthy. And he was always giving for it to Avyonim. So he was happy to do it. He separated the Shalom of a Bracha, and he went to prepare his bags for the trip. Next day, Reb Moshe Aaron rented a horse and buggy. A good one. Today he was a limo, a Mercedes. Back then it was a Merkez Susim Hadura, and he was on his way to Lezhinsk. But just Min HaShemayim, there were all these Yikuvim. And among other things, the wagon of the wheel in the wagon broke, and he had to spend a lot of time there until he got to Lezhinsk. Mamish, a few minutes before dark, before the end of the yurt site, he quickly runs to the oil. And when he gets there, he was mamashacked. At that minute, who gets there but the Rebbe's brother-in-law, Rav Pinchas Meostila. It's mamash Ruach Hashem Diber Migrono Shel the Reb Aaron. He knew he was coming. So punked at the same moment that he got there. The Rav Pinchas Meostila got there at the same time this Rav Moshe Aaron got there. So now he understood why all these things had to happen on the way. So that to be Mekayim Divrei HaTzadik, he had to meet him at that time. So his job was to give Rav Pinilah, Rav Pinchas the Kvittel. Gives it to him. He stays there for a little while. He davens. He leaves in the dark. And now he's looking for somebody who's collecting tzedakah. He didn't find. He said, how am I going to be mamale the shlichus of the Rebbe? The Rebbe said to give tzedakah to the first person. So he goes on his wagon, goes around the city, and he asks different people he sees, are you a gabbai tzedakah, you a gabbai tzedakah? He almost gave up. Suddenly he meets a yid, a vassar trugger, a water drawer, who's walking to him, and he says to him, Reb Yid, bistu a gabbai tzedakah, are you a gabbai tzedakah? And the vassar trugger, the water carrier, was mamish shocking. If the Belzer Rebbe sends me money, I'll take them. I'll take the money the Rebbe sends me. So Rav Moshe Aaron was shocked out of his mind. He takes the money, gives it to him. The Vassar Treger asked him, are you going to meet the Belzer Rebbe? And Rav Aaron said, yeah. So the Vassar Treger said, tell him in my name, Shalom Ubracha. When he returned to Belz, he told Reb Aaron the whole story, how he got there, and until he got there, and all the maisim, and the way, and he finally met Reb Pinchas, Pinchas, Meostila there, and then he looked for the ani, and finally the guy said to him, is it from the Rebbe Belz, the Rebbe, I'll take it. And then the Belz, the Rebbe said, tell me, did the Vassar Treger ask you to give me any message? And Rabbi Sharon said, yeah, yeah, he wanted to, he said, please give him shalom. Please give shalom from me to the Rebbe. And Rabbi Aaron was satisfied, and he said, yeah, yeah. I actually meant that you should give the money to that Vassar Treger. That was my intention. No, Schus HaTzadikim Yazav Yugen V'Yashia. Learned a little about the Kedusha of Rav Aaron Kedosh Hashem. There's obviously a lot more, many, many hundreds of pages of stories and episodes from his life. And there are people around today who remember him, saw him. I know people who know him, who remember him. It's not from 1,000 years ago. But he was Mamish HaKadosh Hashem. So we should be zochah to learn more about him and Leches Bedrachav. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.